Now, we'll come off a breath, exhale, and as it relates to Raid, discuss another one of the topics, another one of the sugyas that permeate Hilchas Chol HaMoed, both from a Halacha L'Maisa perspective, from a Minig Yisrael Torah perspective, and as we'll see, from a Lundis perspective, and that is, do you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or do you not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? And just to phrase it a little bit differently, are you mechuyev to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Maybe, I don't know, if you want to wear it, you don't want to, don't wear it. There's a third set. Maybe it's actually usher to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the truth is, this is a major shaila. It's a question that's oymed berumoy shel oylam mamish. It's something that the Rishonim talk about in different places in Shas. It's something that will require Be'ezus Hashem two raid bites. So we'll do part one today and part one tomorrow. But just to lay the groundwork a little bit on the Rishonim level today, very simple, no chedushim, and then Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow we'll try to build on it a little bit. So really, this shaila of whether or not there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or in a different nosach, whether it's asa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or it's not asa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, starts with a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Everyone knows that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin on Yontif. Every single day of the year you have to wear tefillin. The exceptions to the rule are Shabbos and Yontif. The Makar is a Braisa, it's Rabbi Akiva, in Menachos Lamed Vav, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva said, Yochel Yoniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbosis B'Yom Tov. You would think a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Why would you think it? Why not? You do every mitzvah on Shabbos and Yontif. Why wouldn't you do the mitzvah of tefillin? Talmud Omer, it says in the Torah, V'hoye lo'ois al yotcha ulit toitofois b'nei necha. The purpose of tefillin is for it to be an ois. And we learn from here, Mishet Tzrichin Ois. A person or a day that requires an ois requires tefillin. With the exception of Shabbos and Yontif, Shehen Gufan Ois, they themselves are an Ois. The Torah refers to Shabbos as an Ois. Ki Oisi Beini Uveinechem. You find that Yontif is also referred to as an Ois. Achas Shabsoisai Tishmeiru Ki Oisi. Shabsoisai is a Lashon Rabbim. Chazal says it's referring to Shabbos and Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif is Bechefza an Ois. And because the day itself is an Ois, it doesn't require any external assistance. So why do you wear tefillin? The Torah says, so Misha Tzrichan Ois, a day that a Yid needs to apply an Ois in order for him to have an Ois, that's a day that you wear tefillin. As opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, where in itself is an Ois, and for that reason Rabbi Akiva says that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos for Yontif. The reason is, Shehen Gufan Ois. So really, this shaila of whether there's a mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed or there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed is really a shaila on whether there's an ois on Chol HaMoed or whether there's no ois on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Akiva said that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because tefillin's an ois and Shabbos is an ois. You don't need an ois of tefillin on Shabbos. You don't wear tefillin on Yontif because tefillin's an ois, but Yontif is an ois. You don't need the ois of tefillin on Yontif. So what's the question in essence? The question is, Chol HaMoed, does it have an ois or does it not have an ois? And really, what we need to do is, we need to take this one step further, and that is, what is the ois of Shabbos V'Yontif? It's very hard to figure out whether Chol HaMoed has an ois if we don't even know what the ois is. So, what is the ois of Shabbos? What is the ois of Yontif? And then, L'chura, Be'ez Hashem, will be able to figure out a little bit whether Chol HaMoed has an ois and doesn't have an ois. And really, if Chol HaMoed has an ois, so it's easy. You're not going to wear tefillin. You know why? It's a Gemara. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Yotzu Shabbos V'Yavim Toivim She'en Guf an ois. So, just like on Shabbos V'Yontif, you don't put on tefillin. Menachas Lamed Vav, so to on Chol HaMoed, you're not going to put on tefillin. If, however, Chol HaMoed, we're going to determine after further review, does not have an ois, so L'chura, it's Pashut, it has to have an ois. So it's Pashut, there would be a chiv to wear tefillin. So really, this question of yet tefillin, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed boils down to whether or not there's an ois of Yontif on Chol HaMoed or there's no ois on Yontif of Chol HaMoed. So this is something, again, the Gemara doesn't talk about anywhere, but it's something that the Rishonim discuss in many different places. And really, just to begin, the Rajba, Rav Shlomo ben Aderet, in a tshuva, this is a chelik aleph, it's Simin Tov Reish Tzadik. He was asked this question. You're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's one paragraph, it's one very, very small paragraph in Tshuva Zarajba. So the Rajba said like this, Daiti ani she'ein menichem. I hold that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is Shagam Hei Mois, because the reason you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because of the ois. Chol HaMoed is oichet than ois. Why? Says the Rajba, Shari Choloi Shol Moed Asa B'chol Malacha. Because on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do Malacha, She'ena Malachas Ovid, unless it's a Dover Ovid. U'Malacha De'Oiraisahi B'Moed. And the issa to do malacha chol hamoed is an issa deiraisa. The kulu tanoi ma'isi lamikra b'chagiga, because the gemara chagiga yud chesam and aleph brings it from psukim, three brises, five makaris. That is an issa deiraisa. Says the Rashba to do malacha. So says the Rashba, what's the ois of Shabbos and Yontif? Issa malacha, the fact that yidden are resting, that is the ois. The issa malacha is the ois. So zok the Rashba, it's pasha to me that chol hamoed has an ois, because it's mavur in chagiga yud chesam and aleph that is an issa deiraisa to do malach on Chol HaMoed, and that's what underpins the whole beginning of Maseches Ma'akan. So if there's an issa d'oraisa to do malach, that means mid'oraisa, there's an ois. If mid'oraisa, there's an ois on Chol HaMoed, it's no different than Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, says the Rashba, Daiti ani she'en menichen shegam hei mois. At the end of the day, it has an ois, and it's for that reason you wouldn't put on tefillin. And the truth is that if you go through the Rishonim, this is the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the ois of Shabbos and Yontif is the issa malacha. So that the question of whether Chol HaMoed has an ois or doesn't have an ois really boils down to what the nature of the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is. We know there's an issa malacha on Chol HaMoed, Ma'ase Katan 101. The question, however, is that an issa d'oraisa? Is that an issa d'rabbanan? If you hold the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed as an issa d'oraisa, so it comes out that Chol HaMoed has the ois of issa malacha, just like Shabbos and Yontif does. If that's the case, you wouldn't wear tefillin, like the Rashba said. If, however, you hold that the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is only an issa d'rabbanan, that means midday raisa, there is no issa malacha. So midday raisa, you don't have an ois. If midday raisa, you don't have an ois. So it's poshut that midday raisa, you would have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. So the truth is that, again, scratching the surface on this sugya, this is what should come out. It should come out that according to the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, the Riva, the Smag, the Riaz, the Rosh, the Mardchai, the Tor, the Rashbits, that the Bir Halacha quotes in the beginning of Simon Tovkuf Lamed, who all hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Rabban. So it comes out there is no Issa Malacha D'Raisa on Chol HaMoed. That means there's no Ois, there's no Ois. There should be a Chiv to put on tefillin. All those Rishayim should hold that there's a Chiv to put on tefillin. But according to the Rif, and according to the She'iltis, the Eshkol, the Ritz Geis, the Rashbam, and Rashi, that the Bir Halacha quotes in the beginning of Siman Tavkuf Lamed, who hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Raisa. It should come out that Chol HaMoed has an Ois. And if Chol HaMoed has an Ois, there should be no chiv to put on tefillin. That should be the pashtus. Stating that, that's very much not the case. And we'll just, there's so many Rishonim that talk about this, but we'll pick two Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos. Pashit. We'll go with Rashi and we'll go with Tosfos and we'll go backwards. First Tosfos and then Rashi. Tosfos in Masechtas Erev in Daf Tzadik Vavam and Aleph, and Tosfos later in Masechtas Moed Katan Daf Yutesim and Aleph discusses this shayim. Whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And Tosfos comes out in both places that a Yid is not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Not supposed to. Like the Rashba said in the Tshuva, you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The problem is, Tosfos is the Mora de Shmaita, the long and famous Tosfos in Chagiga Yud Chesam and Aleph, that says that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So if Tosfos holds that the Issa Malacha is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, so it comes out that Midday Raisas Nitok Kain Ois. So if there's no Ois, so it comes out that you should have to put on tefillin. Yeah, Tosfos Shita is an Erev and Tzadik Vav, and my Kanyu tests very, very clearly that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. L'chura, based on the Cheshbon of the Rashba, which seems to me the Pashtus in the Rishonim, and that is that whether or not Chol HaMoed is deemed to have an ois is totally whether it's an Issa Malacha D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, so it doesn't stem in Tosfos. Because Tosfos Shita is that it's also to wear tefillin, yet Tosfos Shita is that there is no Issa Malacha D'Oraisa. That's the famous Tosfos. Tosfos is the one that introduced us to the world. It was the Bali Tosfos' opinion that the Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so it comes out there's no ois. There's no ois. There should be a Chiyuv tefillin. So how could I say there's no tefillin? So L'chura Tosfos is Sarach Bir based on this Cheshbon. Rashi. Rashi Shita is, Bir Halacha quotes it, that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Oraisa. And based on that, it should come out, according to Rashi, based on the Cheshbon that the Rashba made, that it should be usur, or you certainly should not be obligated, to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, because of the ois. What's the ois? The Issa Malacha. Rashba said if there's an Issa Malacha, they rise on Chol HaMoed, so you wouldn't need an ois of tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. Rashi Shita is that there is an Issa Malacha, Midei Rais on Chol HaMoed. So it should come out that Rashi Shita should be that you should not be allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. stating that Rab Kiva Eger in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simin Lamed Aleph makes a beautiful diuk, a diuk nifla, from a Rashi tucked away in Masech the Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where it's mavur that Rashi's shita is that there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin al cholamai. The context over there is the Gemara is discussing Nusach HaBracha. If a person has a bunch of mitzvahs in front of him, Hayu Lefan of mitzvahs harbe. You have a bunch of mitzvahs. Every bracha, every mitzvah requires its own bracha with its own nusach habracha. So it says the Braisa, what if a person has a bunch of mitzvahs? Oimer, you should say, Baruch Hashem Kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu ala mitzvoys. A new bracha. You're supposed to say ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Huda argues, he says, Mevarach akolach azachas v'fnei atzma. No, you don't make one general bracha ala mitzvoys, but rather you make an individual bracha for each mitzvah that you made. Zok Tehil Gerashi. What does it mean mitzvahs harbe? Quote, Litoy lulav, leishev basuka, laniach tefillin, and the satif patzitzis. So, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rashi said, what were the mitzvahs harbe? Lulav, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. So you wake up in the morning and you find yourself literally surrounded, David HaMelech, you're surrounded by mitzvahs harbe. You have lulav, you have sukkah, you have tefillin, you have tzitzis. Great, Rabbi Akiva Eger, when did this happen? When is it possible that a person has in front of him the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of tefillin? Not on Yontif. On Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. Bal korchach, it's chol hamoed. Has to be. So you see, Rashi Shita is that on chol hamoed, you're supposed to wear tefillin. It's clear. It's Rabbi Kiveger's dik in Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simel Lamed Al. So what do you see Rashi Shita is? That there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin. L'chura, how could Rashi hold that there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on chol hamoed? Rashi Shita is that there's an issur malacha d'oraisa. If there's an issur malacha d'oraisa, so it comes out that there's the ois. If there's an ois, so it should be no different than Shabbos and Yontif. So again, just to sikum. We're discussing whether there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on chol hamoed or there's no chiyuv. Or, b'mila macherim, whether there's an iser to wear tefillin on chol hamoed or there's no iser. What does it boil down to? The Gemara Menachos, Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, why do you wear tefillin on Shabbos V'yantiv? Because Shabbos V'yantiv is an ois. The whole reason we wear tefillin is l'hoyla ois al yadcha. So, a day that you need the ois, you put on tefillin. Shabbos V'yantiv, but you don't need the ois. Shein atzman ois. You don't wear tefillin. What is the ois? The Rishonim seem to say that the ois is the ois of Issa Melacha. So, Ishtay Mefurish and Chuvah Zarajba, that it's the ois of Issa Melacha. So, really, the question of whether or not there should be a chiyuv or Isser tefillin on chol hamoed boils down to whether there's an Issa Melacha deraisa. We know there's an Issa Melacha. But whether there's an Issa Melacha deraisa, there's no Issa Melacha deraisa. If there's an Issa Melacha deraisa, so it comes out, Hadar Dino chol hamoed is exactly like Yontif. Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. Rabbi Akiva's Memra in Menachas Lamavav, so you wouldn't wear tefillin on chol hamoed either. If, however, there is no Issa Melacha midairaisa, so comes out klapi shmaya, klapi the dindai rice, and there's no ice. If there's no ice, v'hoilois ayatcha, that's why you wear tefillin. So that's what it should be totally in azosh teitin rashba. And we said, if that's the case, it should be mamish consistent. The big time machloikis that we spoke about on Daf Dalet and Daf Hey, the major machloikis rishonim with the Be'er Halacha brings the whole list on both sides of the ledger, whether this is malacha chalamayz, that rice, the rabban, and that's what it should be totally in. At the end of that, you want to know yatfil and no tefillin, ayin Be'er Halacha simin tof kuv lamin, and that's really what it should be totally in. Stating that, it's mavur clearly not that way. And we have just one riot, which is what we're speaking out. This is the abridged version of the sugya. Very abridged version, the super abridged version. But just one shita sarishayinim lakan and one shita sarishayinim lakan. Taisva shita is very clearly in Yudches Amar Aleph that is no isim alachim aday raisa. Yet Taisva shita is very clear in Erevin Sadik Vav and Amai Kotin Yudes that it's also to wear tefillin. Has it shtim? If there's no isim alachim aday raisa, there's no ice. If there's no ice, you should put on tefillin. And Rashi Faker, Rashi Shita, the Be'er Halacha brings, is of the opinion that there is an Issa Melacha B'dei Raisa. Yerab Kiveg was Medayk from Rashi Sukkah, Mevav HaMenalev, that you're supposed to put on tefillin. Hayul Fala Mitzvah Sarbe, Lulav Sukkah Tefillin. What do you mean? How could you have tefillin, Lulav, and Sukkah all at the same time? So Rab Kiveg, who's going to argue with Rab Kiveg's dig, that Rashi must help, that there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin, a chol hamoed. So Lachur has this shem. So it's Muchach. It's Muchach again. Very, very simple. It's Muchach. That even though the Rashba said that the way he sees it is whether or not there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on chol hamoed is totally poshit. Whether there's a malacha deraisa, there's no malacha deraisa. It's clear not all the rishonim agreed with that. And there's another way to approach this shaila of putting on tefillin on chol hamoed, and really another way to approach this shaila in terms of understanding whether there's the ois of Shabbos and Yontif on chol hamoed, where there's no ois of Shabbos and Yontif chol hamoed. So again, we'll go through Rashi, and we'll go through Tosfos, and then we'll make a sikum on the three ways to approach this. Tosfos first. Tosfos himself asks this kasha. Tosfos in Erev and Tzadik Vav, and Tosfos in my cotton test ask the kasha. It's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos, I hold that it's osur with tefillin cholamai. I have rayas that it's osur with tefillin cholamai. Frey Tosfos, I don't understand. How could I say it's osur with tefillin cholamai? I'm the Mara de Shmaita. I'm the famous Tosfos that said that Isra Malach is only in Isra de Rabbanan. And Luchura, what's the ois? The ice is Issa Malacha. And if there's no Issa Malacha, but they rise on Cholamai, so it comes out there's no ice. And Tosfos in Erev and Tosfos my cotton says, Kemat the same Teretz. If you go through it fast, you would never even notice that Tosfos is saying something different, but there is a subtlety that's worth mentioning. Zok Tosfos in Erev and Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. You have to say, that even though it's true there's no Issa Malacha, but they rise on Cholamai, and therefore, you don't have an ois on Cholamoid of Issa Melacha, of Bissendon under a ois. Issa Melacha is not the only ois in the world. There are other ois. There's other ois. It's not exclusive. There's another way to get an ois. What is that? Zog Tosfos. On Sukkis, you have the ois of Sukkah. And on Pesach, you have the ois of Isra Achilas Chametz. As Zog Tosfos. Who said the only ois is the ois of Issa Melacha? Ois means, not sure, but ice. And there's other ways to get ice. So on Sukkot, you can have the ice of Yeshiva Sukkah. And on Pesach, you can have the ice of Issa Chametz. So Zok Tosfos, and a chinami, there's no Issa Melacha, because that's my sheet, there's no Issa Melacha with the rights on Cholamoid. But there's still an ice. There's the ice of the mitzvah of Sukkah on Sukkot, and there's the ice of the Isra Achilas Chametz on Pesach, and that ice is enough to beget an Isser, it's enough to beget an Isser to put on tefillin. Tosfos my cotton, your testament aleph, says almost the same thing. Tosfos says as follows, Yesh loimar, that even though there's no Isser Malach on Cholamoid, but there's still an Isser on Cholamoid. Hoyul v'oichel matzah v'yoshev v'sukkah. On Sukkot you have the ois of Sukkah, and on Pesach you have the ois of Matzah. It's not the same thing. In Erev in Tzadik Vav and Aleph, Tosfos says, what's the ois? The ois is the Issa Chametz. In Maikon Yutessam and Aleph, Tosfos says, what's the ois? The ois is the mitzvah of Matzah. Does it make a difference? We once spoke out a long time ago, a Chuvas Chassam Sefer, where the Chassam Sefer says a Dover Nifla. He says, I think there's a tremendous difference between the two Lashonis and Tosfos. Tosfos, Erev in Tzadik Vav and Aleph, that said that the ois on Pesach is going to be the Issa Achilas Chametz, and that the ois and my coin you test, the ois is going to be the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. He says, I understand. There's an ois of Matzah, the whole Pesach. What's the ois of Matzah? Everybody knows. The Gemara says, Matzah kol shivas rishos. There's no chiv to eat Matzah the whole 7 days. There's a chiv to eat Matzah one night. The Erev Teichlo Matzah. And even then, it's only one kezayis, two kezayis, and brisket kezayis. But once you finish, you're done. You don't eat any more Matzah. Matzah kol shivas, the Gemara says, is rishos. The Gemara in a few places. So vazok toises achilas Matzah. Where's the ois of Matzah? I have no chiv to eat Matzah. So says the Chassam Sofer, this is a riot to the Chizkuni. Which Chizkuni? The Chizkuni that everybody says over in the name of the Goyin. Right, so you do it that the Vilna Goyin said that even though the Gemara says Matzah Kol Shiva is only Rishos, doesn't mean it's a Rishos. Avada, when you eat it, you're Makayim a Mitzvah. It means there's no Chiv, but Avada Mitzvah's Kiyumis, you're going to get. And we spoke out Torah from the Rishiva of Yeruchim Shlita, where Rabbi Yeruchim said that, what do you mean? It's the Goyin's Chiddish. This Rishon says it, and Devin Ezra says it, and the Chizkuni says it. So many Rishonim say, right, the Rishiva Mutshit very stark to understand what's even the Chiddish of. Why is this known as the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon? There's so many makaris to it. So Zok Tachsam Soif, I think that's what these two Tosfos are Anatolian. Tosfos might cut in your test that said that the ois is Achilas Matzah. So it's obvious that Tosfos held that there's a mitzvah that's at least a key of mitzvah called Shiva. So therefore you have a mitzvah. There's an Indian, a matzah. It's not Stam eating kartoffel. It's eating matzah. There's a key of mitzvah because it's a key of mitzvah. Therefore it could be an ois. But Tosfos and Erev and Tzadik Vav and Aleph didn't say matzah. He said Issa Chametz. Because maybe Tosfos held there really is no mitzvah key. It's far in the floor from the Chassam Soif. Away somewhere in the Tshuva. But the bottom line is Zok Tosfos, you're right. If the only ice would be the Isser Malacha, then you're right. There's no Isser Malacha that writes on Cholamoid, so based on that, it would be a Chiyuv to wear tefillin. But Tosfos says, who says the only ice is the ice of Isser Malacha? There's other ices. You have the ice of Sukkah, the ice of Matzah, maybe Isser Chametz, and therefore there's other ices, and it's for that reason, Zok Tosfos, there will be an Isser to put on tefillin a Cholamoid, even though there is no Isser Malacha that writes on Cholamoid. So that's the Teretz of Tosfos Shita. Who answers Tosfos Shita? Tosfos himself. Tosfos in Erev and Tzadik Vav, and Tosfos in my Kotnyu Tessam and Aleph. But what about Shita's Rashi? Rashi's Shita is that the Isser Melach and Cholamoid is an Isser Deiraisa. And Afal Pikein, Rav Kidega was Medayik from Rashi in Sukkim and Vav and Aleph, that Rashi's Shita is, Hoyulafon and Mitzvah Sarabe, Lulav, Sukkah and Tefillin, that there is a Chiyav
to wear tefillah. L'chayrif, there's an issa malacha. This is already a kasha. L'chayrif, there's an issa malacha. So it should come out that for sure you shouldn't put on tefillin. Yet Rashi Shita is that you do put on tefillin. So Rabbi Shadavid Meishlita in the Shtikl Shiras Nasan that we spoke at a few days ago in my Katan Simin Beis, and I saw Rabbi Zachariah Adler of Daf HaShavua, so they actually just printed, Daf HaShavua learned Masechtas Ma'ikot not long ago, and they printed the sheets that they give out by the Chaburas here on Masechtas Ma'ikot, and on Daf Yutes, in that Sefer, he brings a Shir Chumash Me'ez HaRav HaGoyin Rebel Yechaim Swerdlof Shlita, the Patterson Rosh Yeshiva, and both Rosh Yeshivas were Neschavnu L'Dover Echad, Rebel Shadavid and Rebel Yechaim Swerdlof, and they both said the same Mahalach to answer Shitas Rashi, which again is not only Rashi, it's other Shitas are Rishonim as well. And that is, that we spoke out, that even though there are Rishonim that hold that there's an Issa Melacha, Midday Raisa on Chol HaMoed, but the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Choluk B'Yisoid to the Issa Melacha on Shabbos and the Issa Melacha on Yontif. The Issa Melacha on Shabbos B'Yontif is a Toitzah of the Kedushas Hayoyim. The Kedushas Hayoyim of Shabbos V'yontiv is Mechai of the Issa Melacha. Whereas the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is not Asur Mitzad the Kedushas Hayoyim. It's Asur Mitzad the Mitzvah Hayoyim. Because a Yid on Shabbos, and specifically on Yontiv, he has to be Besimcha, and it's his man of bringing Karbonis, it's his man of Mikrei Kodesh, it's his man of Tefillah, it's his man of Torah, and if the person's going to go ahead and he's going to work, it's going to take away. So that the Issa Melacha is Midai Raisa, but it's Choluk B'Yisoy. It's not also be'etzem. There's nothing wrong be'etzem with doing melacha v'har raya. There's five different scenarios where Chazal will matter it. And mi'akamidi that midday raisa, miktasan asur, miktasan muteris. The teretz says it's always mutter, like we spoke out. Narvas, to protect the mitzvah sayayim, Chazal said, don't do certain things. One of the things they said, don't do melacha. And vifl, the melacha is going to get in the way of your simchas yantav, don't do it. If it's not going to get in the way of your simchas yantav, if I care, not doing the melacha is going to shter, it's going to do more bad and good for your simchas yantav than other rabbi. Then you should do the malacha. But the point is, there's no issa malacha be'etzim. That's the punchline. Is lafiza yeshloimar? That was Rashi Shita, and that was the sheet of all these other Rishonim that hold like Rashi. And that is, it's true. There's an issa malacha midei raisa on Chol HaMoed, like there is an issa malacha on Shabbos V'yontif. So what's the kasha? If you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos V'yontif, why? Because it's an issa malacha, and the issa malacha is an ois. So Chol HaMoed also has an issa malacha. So based on that, you have an ois here as well. So l'chari, you shouldn't put on tefillin. The teretz is that there's a chiluk between the issa malacha on Shabbos V'yontif, the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed. The issa malacha on Shabbos V'yontif, that's mitzad the kedusha sayyot. That's an issa malacha. And because that's mitzad the kedusha sayyim, that's an issa malacha be'etzem. That issa malacha is an ois. But yesh loyma that the issa malacha chol hamoed, being that it's not an issa malacha be'etzem. It's not that the Torah wants you to rest. The Torah is just protecting the mitzvah. Some emela, you're not doing things that are going to get in the way of me doing a mitzvah. But there's no kiyum in the shvisa. There's no issa be'etzem in the malacha. Therefore, that's not enough for it to shaf an ois. And if it's not enough to shaf an ois, therefore the sheet of Rashi and those Rishonim are going to be that even though it's true, there isn't issa malacha. But at the same time, like with Kvegas Medayik, Hoylafon, a mitzvah sarbe, lul of sukkim tefillin, there's still going to be a mitzvah to go ahead and put on tefillin. So, hamura mea now, really, what comes out from all of this is that we started by saying that this shayla of whether or not there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or there's no chiyuv to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, really should boil down to whether or not there's an ois or not a nice chalmoy, that's pasha, and which in itself should boil down to whether there's issa malacha day rais. So there's no issa malacha day rais. If there's an issa malacha on chalmoy midday rais, so if there's for sure an ois, if there's an ois, then you wouldn't put on tefillin. And if there is no issa malacha midday rais, and there's no ois, then you would put on tefillin. But really, after going through the sugya, what emerges is that that's not true. You have a shitas atoisvis, where toisvis holds that it's also to put on tefillin, even though there's no issa malacha day rais. So you have a shitas harashi, where Rashi holds that there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin, even though there is an issa malacha midday rais, which means that clearly it's not all tali zebezeh. So just to make a synopsis, and then firois with a punchline, of what we said is really what it boils down to is really we have three mahalchim, three clear mahalchim, based on the Rishonim and the Gedolei HaRosh Yeshivas, in terms of understanding this shaila of whether or not you should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The first mahalach is the Rashba. It's Mefurish and the Rashba and the Tshuva and other Rishonim. Very simple. It's telling you whether there's an issa malacha midei rais on Chol HaMoed or there's no issa malacha midei rais on Chol HaMoed. Right? Very, very straightforward. The second mahalach would be that even if you hold there is no issa malacha on Chol HaMoed, could be there would be a chiv to put on tefillin. It could be you wouldn't be able to put on tefillin. Why? Because you have the ois on Sukkos of Sukkah, and you have the ois on Pesach of the Isser Chametz and of Matzah. In other words, If you hold like Tosfos holds, or like the whole ledger of Rishonim that the Be'er Halacha brings in the beginning of Tav Kuf Lam, who hold that there is no Issa Malacha, there's still Tut Stardom. I could still clear a Chakira, whether I should wear tefillin or not wear tefillin. What would be the Chakira? The ones that would say, put on tefillin, they're going to say, put on tefillin because there's no Issa Malacha. So if there's no Issa Malacha, put on tefillin. What's the Shiloh? There's no ois. The ones that hold, don't put on tefillin, what are they going to say? I know there's no Issa Malacha in the Raisa, but I have a different ois. I have the ois of Sukkah, I have the ois of Chametz and Matzah. And it's for that reason we're going to say, in other words, the machlokes says, what is the ois? What is the ois? Is the ois Issa Malacha? Okay, then put on tefillin, because Issa Malacha is only the Rabbanan. But maybe that's not the only ois in the world. Maybe there's other ois. And if that's the case, v'chura b'yesh lomet, that Sukkah and Pesach have oises, and based on that, you would put on tefillin. But there's another mahalach. You could also learn, like all those Rishonim that hold, that really there is an Issa Malacha d'Oraisa, and still hear Tut Stardom. What would be the tzad if Issa Malacha d'Oraisa that you shouldn't put on tefillin? That's easy. Chol Moed has an Issa Malacha d'Oraisa, just like Shabbos and Yontif does. So based on that, you shouldn't put on tefillin. What would be the tzad you should put on tefillin? The lomdus of the Rosh Hashivas, that even though it's true there's an Issa Malacha, but the Issa Malacha is not an Issa Be'etzim. There's no Din Shvisa Be'etzim. And based on that, it wouldn't be enough for it to be considered a noise. So really, three ways to understand the Shaila. It all boils down to whether or not Chol Moed has an noise. And really, the nuances between the three mahalchim boil down to what is the definition of ois. And that's where we're gribbling a little bit. That's where the subtlety is in the limud of the Rishonim. What is ois, right? That's the 20,000 foot view. What is the ois? And once you figure that out, now we could try to work out with all the different chakiris and cheshbainis to figure out whether there's an ois on chalamayt or there's no ois on chalamayt. So yeah, one shayla is the ois is for sure issa malacha, there's no other tzad, and therefore the shayla is, yeah, issa malacha deraisa, no issa malacha deraisa. The other tzad is that it could be everyone holds there's no issa malacha deraisa, the tzad not to put on tefillin because they have the ois of sukkah, you have the ois of pesach, and the other says everyone holds there is an issa malacha deraisa, and the tzad then that you should put on tefillin anyways because the issa malacha chalamayt is so different, it's a whole different breed. And therefore, it wouldn't be enough for it to be considered an ois. And therefore, you need the ois of tefillin. You need the v'hayla ois ayotcha. So, what's the bottom line in all this? Right? What's the bottom line? We have a big shaylin, the Rishonim, with a little bit of lamdas peppered in, and really three different ways to understand the Rishonim. In the final analysis, it's a machlokes between the mechaber and the Rama. The mechaber in Eruv Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph says, "Quote: B'chayla moed gam kein oser laniach tefillin." You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. May atam azeh ba'atzmai, for the same reason you know wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. She yimei chol ha-moed gam hei mois. Because there are ois. Says the Rama, v'yesh ha-imrim, she'chol ha-moed chayi b'tefillin. Then on Chol HaMoed you are chayi to wear tefillin. So the Mechaber paskins that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rama paskins that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Zok the Mishnah Brura. What's the hezber in the machlokes? We'll end with this. Says the Mishnah Brura, sivkot and vav. The Mechaber holds, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You know why? Because Chol HaMoed is an ois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bepesach achilas matzah, ubesukkah yeshivas hasukkah. What's the ois? On Pesach, the ois is matzah, and on Sukkah, the ois is yeshivas sukkah. What does the Yeshayimim hold? Kivan shemutarim basiyas malachim and atayra, being that it's mutter to do malacha, midday reis on Chol HaMoed, leka ois. Really, there's no ois. So what's the machlokes? Says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone holds it's mutter to do malachim and deiraisa. The question is achilas matzah an ois on Pesach? Is sitting in a sukkah an ois on sukkah? The Mechaber held it is, and the Rama held it's not. And that's what this whole shayla boils down to. So you know what this whole tumult's about? Whether sitting in a sukkah is an ois, and whether eating matzah is an ois. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's what this whole major tumult for generations came down to. A technicality, whether we daher sukkah as being an ois, or whether we daher matzah as being an ois. But it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah picked one of three mahalchim in terms of explaining the machlokes. How did Mishnah Berurah know that this is the hezber in the machlokes? How do you know? Maybe the machlokes is like the Rashba said in the Tshuva. Maybe the Mechaber holds that there's an Issa Malachim Adai Reis on Chol HaMoed. The Rama holds it's an Issa Drabanan, and that's what it's dull in. Maybe the Pshad in the Mechaber that holds you're not supposed to is because he holds an Issa Malachim Adai Reis, and the Rama holds that there is an Issa Malachim Adai Reis, but the Issa Malach is Chaluk B'Yasayid, like Shitas Rashi is. How did the Mishnah Berurah know how to explain the Machlokes Mechaber and Rama? But the Teretz is Pasha. It's not even a Shaila. The Teretz is Pasha. The Teretz is because the Bir Halacha that we've quoted so many times in the end of Siman Tav Kuf Lama, we mentioned this already, at the end of that long Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha says that if you go through the Shulchan Aruch, the after me Shulchan Aruch lekamah b'simen tafkuf lamid vav b'soifai, and in simen tafkuf lamid chesiv kon aleph, and it's in tof kufla mitav sivkot and vav. Chavetz Chaim's varfing hilchas chalamoid. Mashma de la halacha tofas keshitas amakilim de ikra yehuda rabbanon. Because the Chavetz Chaim already said in bir halacha, he had rayas that Shulchan Aruch paskin, that the isa malacha chalamoid is not an isa de raisa. The isa malacha is an isa de rabbanon. So the Chavetz Chaim l'shitasoid, who had the yukim from three places in the Shulchan Aruch, they're all the yukim, but he had the yukim from three places in the Shulchan Aruch, that the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that really there's no isa malacha midai raisa, the isa malacha and this malach the rabbanon, and it's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, meaning it's the mechaber and the Ramah. It's both. The whole Shulchan Aruch holds that way. Side of mechaber and side of Ramah. So it's pashut. Everybody holds that the isa malach is an isa the rabbanon. So if that's the case, the Ramah sheet that says you put on tefillin is pashut. He holds it's an isa malach the rabbanon. So what's the shaila? The question then is what's pshat in the mechaber? So you know it's kasha. It's Tosus kasha. Tosus is the one that asked and erev inside the kvav and mykotin yutes. If the isa malach is an isa the rabbanon, then why should it be asked to put on tefillin? And what was Tosfos' teretz? So Tosfos said, either you have the ois of Sukkah on Sukkis, or it's a chametz on Pesach, or the mitzvah chilas matz on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah chose the nusach in my cotton your testament and aleph me'ezatam, maybe the diak of the chsam sofer juva. But either way, he chose that nusach, and that's what he said. But it's pasha why the Chavetz Chaim went with that nusach. He went with that nusach because it was clear to the Chavetz Chaim that the Shulchan Aruch was of the opinion that the isa malach is an isa de rabbanon. If the isa malach is an isa de rabbanon, and side the mechaber, side the ramah, like that can't be the Rashba. And it can't be Rashi with all the lumdas from the Rosh Hashivas, because that's all naming on at least one side that there's an Issa Malacha Deiraisa. But none of the parties in this Machloik is all there's an Issa Malacha Deiraisa. Not the Beis Yosef and not the Ramah. So if that's the case, what's the Hezber in the Machloik is? Must be, it's Tosfos. They both hold like Shitas Tosfos that the Issa Malacha is an Issa Derabanan. The Shaila must be whether Sukkah, Chametz and Matzah are oisois or not. Either way, again, today was just part one, just to lay out the sugi a little bit, just to go through the Rishonim and Rabbi Seinu and Rosh Hashivas, and Emetz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with part two, a much lighter part two.